This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prayers. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast. Rich Sheban is back. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fennelli. How are you doing this morning?
Really well, and it's wonderful to have you back.
Well, it's nice to be back, and I think it really is our duty as Americans to speak up, to not allow this Orwellian reinterpretation of words and news and all this fake everything that goes on by the powers that be. And it's time for the silent majority, all of us, to speak up, to not hedge our bets. Or else we won't have any laws, we won't have Bill of Rights, we won't have Constitution, we won't have anything. And the only people who are going to live a decent life are the aristocracy. So what we are doing is fighting for the little guy. And I think at this point in history, it's our duty to stick up for the rule of law, the Constitution, and the little people that has no representation, no restitution under the rule of law. And, I don't look at it. I really appreciate the kind words, Vince, that you've given me over the years, but, I don't feel, it's anything special because the rule of law has gone to the highest bidder. And, as long as we continue to allow, all these nightmares to occur where terms like that's offensive, which is the biggest excuse behavior term in the English language to make our, break our will and make us submissive, as long as we allow this to happen, we're not going to have a country. And again, I think it's our duty and responsibility to speak up and to read and research and to especially stick up for the little guy. But I appreciate you allowing me to do all my stuff that I have to get ready for the winter when you live off-grid and live the way I do. And it's good to be back, and I hope we can make a difference because this next year is going to be critical for freedom and liberty for the American people. Vince?
Yeah, I was just thinking that maybe after the broadcast, you and I could just hop in the truck and go to the nearest Popeyes, and you know, assuming the line isn't more than you know 2 or 3 miles long, we could get there and you know avoid some of the stabbings. And have you seen what's going on? I mean, you're talking about the little guy. The little guy's out of control in some places. These Popeyes customers. For chicken, they want the chicken sandwich. It's $3.99. And so people are getting beat up, stabbed. They cut in line. Cars are around the block. Have you seen this nonsense?
Oh, I have. And that's one of the reasons, as you know, I always like to, especially when I'm gone for a few weeks, I always like to get articles and discuss them as even briefly so people can see how far we have fallen from common sense, logic, rule of law, and how the powers that be are purposely stressing people out because they want to divide us by every group imaginable. And I've said this a million times, dividing us by gender, by what gender you identify as, by race, in other words, your shade of skin pigmentation, your sexual orientation, your religion. I mean, the race baiting here, the gender baiting here, the generation baiting here. You know, their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and even ideology to sway public opinion to hold on to the narrative. And they have to divide us every way possible. That's why they call it identity politics, because they want to make sure that the low-information voter cannot see through the veil of corruption and deception. And, you know, all these decades of rewarding mediocrity for getting a job and lowering the bars of expectations and standards has done nothing but destroy America and turn it into a law of diminishing returns. So opportunity is not going to the people who have proven results and qualifications anymore. And I think people are getting fed up. They don't know how to act. There's no civility, especially for people on the left. And we need to basically unveil all these tactics that are used by the aristocracy, which the left so-called Democrat Party is no longer the JFK Democrat Party. They are the bought and paid for party by the elites. And I'm blue in the face, Vince, talking about telling people or asking people or begging people to at least read excerpts from Marx and the Communist Manifesto, from Alinsky, from the Frankfurt School, from Cloward and Piven. You know, we're so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness that all these government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth through group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, has basically turned America into unsustainable living. And I think if the power does not go back to the people, and I believe that's what President Trump is trying to do, if the power does not go back to the people, then words like freedom, liberty, goals, dreams, lifestyles will be gone, because you're going to be told what to do, what to say, how to think, who to do it with, etc. And you know, we can do all we can do. I think we're at the end of the road where we're going to go one way or the other. And I think a lot of Americans are realizing that, you know, if we don't fix voter and election fraud, if we don't declassify, and pardon my long-winded answer here, things for the people, not just this FISA warrant fiasco, but Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, Epstein, James O'Keefe just came out in the last 24 hours. He activates a dead man switch before the release of the Epstein cover-up. Now, there are apparently thousands, if not tens of thousands, of elitists who have been to Epstein Island having sex with little kids. And I think most Americans agree that if it's adult mutual consensual sex, no one cares who's heterosexual, homosexual, or this or that, as long as it's adult mutual consensual sex. But when you need stimuli because you've had everything in the world given to you, as most of the elites have, they need to take it to that next level. And if President Trump does not declassify the thousands of elitists who have been part of this pedophile network, I feel that everything will die. And there'll be absolutely no credibility, even for Christianity, because I can't think of a worse crime than destroying the lives of children. But we also need to declassify all this geoengineering and weather modification tools. We need to declassify all the documents related to the Obama administration, the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran. We need to declassify everything about 9/11 and also everything related to alternative energies, because we're at the point where there's so much despair. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, Vince, because people, the little people, do not have options anymore. There's no rule of law. There's rule of what group you're in. And as I've mentioned many times about the welfare for the rich, like central banks printing money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, you know, we've talked about all this stuff thousands of times. The little guy does not have options anymore. Nothing matters. The only thing that matters is what group you come from, whether it be getting a job or keeping a job, whether it be a crime, whether you're the victim or the perp. Nothing matters. It only matters what group you're from. And that's one of the reasons I want to go through these articles sooner than later so we can go off into many tangents and discussions. Just to show in these articles, folks, that I came up with, as I do almost every show, is just articles over the past month. You know, some in the last 24 hours. Just to show how crazy we have gotten and how the elite have basically force-fed us division, distractions, and have done everything to dumb down the American people at every level, especially public schools. And that's from kindergarten all the way to the highest level in college. So if we do not choose to read and research ourselves, there's no chance, because the elite have our databases. They have our databases on our websites, on Facebook, on our emails. They have all of our databases. And when you choose not to read and research, what happens is they take these databases and they pretend that Joe Smith is actually writing an email to, you know, to Jane Doe, saying something derogatory about, you know, Pete Jones. And then Jane Doe tells Pete Jones. That's how they do it. They make everybody enemies. They make relatives, friends, coworkers, enemies of each other. Because the more division you have, the more control you have. And these people have an addiction to power, money, and control. Vince?
I was kind of smiling at what you're talking about, the groups, depending on what group you're in. Or what group you come from. So I mentioned this little story. It'll only take a couple seconds, but our son was coming back from a convention, and he checked into a hotel, a nice hotel, and, you know, brand-name hotel. And he got his room, and he heard this noise. He's going to bed, and there was this noise from the room above him. So he called the front desk, and he said, hey, I need my room changed. And they said, why? I said, well, we got a bunch of homos upstairs, and they're making a lot of noise. And the desk clerk said, you can't know that. You can't know they're homos. And he said, yes, I can. How do you know that? Because one of them said, who's your daddy?
All right. You're cut off. I'm the only one telling jokes anymore, okay?
Well, this is true. This is not a joke. This is absolutely true. So the front desk said, no, we're not doing that. We're not calling those guys up. And my son said, okay, all right. So here's what we're going to do. Either you change my room, or you call those guys up, or when I check out of here tomorrow, I'm going to call my credit card company and have these charges reversed. So the front desk said, yeah, okay, all right, we'll call them up. So they called up, and noise stopped. But, you know, you're talking about groups, and it seems like the guys who are making the noise, causing the problems, are protected. They're protected, and we're not. So we have to make noise and use all the tools at our advantage. And that particular tool that got the job done was, oh, I'll just dispute the charge on my credit card because I didn't come here to hear all this noise. And it worked. And it worked. So, class, that's why I told that story. Rich Sheehan and I will be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, I heard for the first time a commercial just now that I'd never heard before on USA Prepares. And it was about moving fraud. And it just goes to show that there's fraud everywhere. And who would think that you'd hire a moving company and they'd be involved in fraud and taking more money than you agreed to pay them? I can't imagine that happening to anybody in my family. So, you know, I'm sure we'd say something like, y'all move that that AK-47. Did you pick that up? Or was it the other one? Never mind, I'll go find it. Jeez. Rich, moving fraud. So we have to have a government commercial about protecting people. So, class, you need to pay attention to everything. Everything. Back to you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, look what's happening. You know, speaking of government fraud, look what's happening with this so-called impeachment whistleblower. Everything's fake theater. You know, just basically because Trump was getting close to uncovering the Democrat corruption in the Ukraine's manipulation for the 2016 election. Same thing with the Steele Infusion GPS fake dossier, all the D-class, the pedophiles. You know, this coup has turned America into USSR strategies and processes where they don't even want due process. They don't want hearings. They don't want evidence. They want every meeting to be behind closed doors with armed guards in a basement. See, that's what socialism does. Socialism, fascism, communism, totalitarianism. There's a fine line between all of it. It protects the powers that be, the aristocracy, bureaucracy, the deep state, the establishment, whatever term you want to use. And, you know, you have the elite watching each other's back, protecting each other, and using the little guy as a pawn. It could be children, it could be women, it could be blacks, it could be Latinos, it could be poor, middle-class, white male, heterosexuals with a Christian name. It doesn't matter. They're going to do everything possible to basically delegitimize the system for the benefit of their own power, money, and control. Now, let me talk about some of these articles, Vince, if you don't mind, because, you know, we were talking about different rules for everybody. And as you know, I always try to remember to, every broadcast, to remember the stand for principle base. This is just a base that every American should adhere to, and that would go a long way with me, making us go back to the rule of law and to protect the little people. And that is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Number two is truth. I mean, why go to school? Why read a book? You know, why go into Google Books or even look up a word online when half of the terms have been changed for the benefit of dividing and dumbing down and distracting the American people? And, of course, the third one is could be the most important depending on your perspective. And that is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. The rule of law is the rule of law. We can't have it especially tiered based on what gender you are or identify as, or what sexual orientation you have, or what is your shade of skin pigmentation. All this does is lower the bars of standards and expectations. It creates a platform for media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messages in every show and movie, and Hegelian dialectic. And when you insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of everybody, you degrade and disrespect the individual and the country. You never empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And that's what we've done. And let me share a few articles here. Okay, Justice Thomas says there's a different set of rules for criticizing black conservatives. Well, Justice Thomas, there's a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on everything I just mentioned. Here, sheriff told to tone down your gayness, awarded $20 million. I'm not, for those of you who think that I make these articles up, I don't. It's up to you to look them up. Okay, I want to repeat that. A sheriff was told to tone down his gayness, awarded $20 million. Now, let me tell you what happens when you empower a system that creates a different rule, set of rules, laws, and accountability.
Hold that thought.
You know.
Tell us when we come back. We're going into a break.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it may have prevented a deadly hate crime at a synagogue in Colorado. 27-year-old Richard Holzer has been taken into custody after the Bureau says he worked with undercover agents on the 1st of November on a plan that would involve using pipe bombs to attack the temple the same day. This woman's a member of that temple, and she says they haven't had to put up with this before.
No, we generally have a really supportive community here. We've not had this kind of garbage at all.
The suspect Holzer also said to be a self-avowed white supremacist. The House impeachment inquiry calling two more Trump administration officials to testify today, but it's doubtful they'll show. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. Today, the House wanted Wells Griffith, an assistant to the president, and Michael Duffy, who works with national security programs. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
$20 million for toning down his gayness. Rich, you were talking about a sheriff, and you're talking about how could this be? How could this be? An empowerment. You're talking about empowerment. Please continue.
No, it's not. What it does is the elite are using every group. They're using heterosexuals, homosexuals, women, blacks, Latinos. I mean, for crying out loud, Ilhan Omar said that. She said publicly, Latinos cannot compete in a merit-based system. Latinos dumb enough to vote for the Democrat Party when they, it's so obvious that you are being used to be to divide and conquer the American people? I just want to mention a few other articles here to basically show how the powers that be are not only dividing us, avoiding synergy, but lowering the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in, especially for a job. Here's an article. Nancy Pelosi's daughter slams the New York Times over misogynistic photo of her mom because the photo was a whole body photo and included her heels and calves. And yes, she was wearing pants. She wasn't even wearing a dress or a skirt. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. I know it sounds like I am. This is beyond Twilight Zone. We're beyond 1984 Orwellian nightmares, okay? This is a war against the American people. Okay, next article. Freshman Democrat Katie Hill resigns amid sex scandal ethics probe. Well, she said that, oh, it's totally a misogynist thing that it's the men doing it to her. No, it's not the men doing it to her. Men are probably taking photos and videos of themselves having sex with women because 50% of the alleged rapes are false. They're phony. Next article. Katie Hill blames right-wing media for electronic assault leading to her resignation. Again, this, when you have an obvious elite doing everything to divide the American people. Well, this is how we got the Kavanaugh effect, okay? Remember, the Dems called Kavanaugh, our newest justice, a gang rapist. So he's going to basically have a gang rapist reputation for the rest of his life. And many companies and industries are now saying that we should no longer have dinners with female colleagues. This is even including Wall Street. I am reading quotes here. Don't sit next to them on flights. Don't book. Make sure you book hotel rooms on different floors. Avoid one-on-one meetings. In fact, I'm quoting here, as a wealth advisor put it, just hiring a woman these days is an unknown risk. So, you know, this Me Too era has gotten to the point where it's tearing the American people apart because we are, again, allowing different set of rules, laws, and accountability. And there's so many, I've quoted so many great women who write on this. You know, one is an independent journalist, I believe. Her name is Rachel Tripp. And she talks about patsies for the big government swamp. The goal is to elect the Democrats and that women are being used and disrespected. I'm highlighting some words that she used. Even Condoleezza Rice said about the Me Too movement that she's worried that women are turned into snowflakes and infants. Infants. That's code for a baby. She says it's backfiring on women. Now, I just got to remind people that history shows when you take down men and divide and conquer nations, their enemies come in and take them over. This has happened many, many times. And combat death is 99.9% male. Work mortality is 94% male. Homicides is 76% male. Suicides are 75% male. So all this male privilege, people have to see that there's no legitimacy or credibility in these arguments. And, you know, when I was trying to get a job with the New York City Fire Department in the late 70s, bench pressing 365 pounds, you know, that was the year that women's group sued because they couldn't pass the physical test. So they sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations. So I got a degree in forestry. I'm making a long story short. It's all in the book. I talked about it in talks and on radios many times. I had a degree in forestry. So I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service. They told me they would not hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, fresh out of high school, with no experience and no education. And when I was working for Big Pharma for about 20-plus years, I tried to go part-time as a job share. They were hiring women left and right all around the country. And Human Resources told me that they would not hire me. It was that part-time job shares were for women only. contacted and consulted 30 different attorneys, 30. They told me as a poor and middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I did not have enough group self-pity points. Not making this up. Another attorney told me that if I was a female and the same exact thing happened to me, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. Now, let me give you some examples on when you enable a company, an industry, even a person, just like a parent. If a parent doesn't want to be a parent, have you ever seen what happens when a parent tries to be a friend of their child and the child doesn't get discipline, the child doesn't get goals, the child doesn't get tough love, and the child usually ends up being way worse for it in life, okay? It's just the same thing with companies, with big governments that are out of control. And I was working for GlaxoSmithKline at the time. Well, post-GlaxoSmithKline, when that happened to me, I'm reading articles. These are published articles in the public domain. GlaxoSmithKline accidentally released 45 liters of concentrated live polio virus in the environment. Drug giant pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing. Illegal promotion of some of its products is failure to report safety and alleged false price reporting as part of the largest health care fraud settlement in the United States. So they defrauded Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. So for those of you on Social Security who are too poor who are on Medicaid, when they run out of money or don't pay your bill, should you go to GlaxoSmithKline or should you knock on the doors of the stockholder of GlaxoSmithKline? I don't know the answer to that. That's why I'm posing the question. Another article. U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccines cause autism. This is a GlaxoSmithKline product. And I'm sure this audience knows that in Canada, the health minister faked a vaccine and pretended to give her a shot, and it wasn't even a needle in it. So everything is fake, everything is phony, everything is theater, everything is propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes. Another article, Big Pharma criminally no longer a conspiracy theory, bribery, fraud, price fixing, now a matter of public record. GlaxoSmithKline has been fined a whopping $3 billion for bribing doctors, lying to the FDA, and hiding critical trial for fraudulent marketing. Now, folks, the reason why I'm saying this is because when the little people doesn't speak up because you think or somebody thinks that someone's being a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory, theorist with a ism on the back of every word or a phobia on the back of every word they can think of or an anti in the front of every word they can think of. That's how they do it. They basically intimidate, threaten, fearmonger, shame you, bribe you to conform. And that's what all this is about, is conforming. But when you enable a company or you enable illegal activities from a government that's overspending or too big or too corrupt or too manipulated, or an individual that's so wealthy that they can basically buy off anyone they want to protect themselves, you enable them. Same thing as a parent who wants to be a friend to their child. When you look at just the despair in this nation, especially from the little people, the suicide rate increasing, the obesity rate, we lose 40,000 people per month from obesity-related diseases. Drug use, meth, opioids, I can go on and on and on. It's because we enable these big companies or corrupt governments or totalitarian regimes, and we are not mobilizing the creativity of patriots, of people who want to help other people. You know, how many times, Vince, have I talked about creating self-sufficiency preparedness schools, chapter 17 in the book. And I'm not talking
on air or off air.
Both.
Yeah, well, a lot. Anytime. Obviously, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So when when you are moved into urban suburban areas, folks, and all you have is the movement of thumbs and technology and not the balance of nature, you are not thinking outside the box, and you're being basically being told how to behave, how to act, what to say and what not to say. You know, have you noticed these questions, Vince, that have been coming out lately? I've been noticing these big time. Things like, stop worrying about others, take care of yourself. Well, how the hell are you supposed to take care of your freaking self when you don't even have protection rights or restitution under the freaking law because everybody's bought and paid for? Or how about articles like, some people are showing off, and I'm paraphrasing here, folks. People are showing off what they know when they speak or they're on the radio. Well, basically, that's an attack and shaming people on people who want to read and research and speak up. That's what's happening. It's all now propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes. All. There's not even 1% that's legitimate anymore. Everything is for an agenda to control the people. Vince, it's unbelievable to me when they call Donald Trump Nazi and left. The left calls them Nazis and stuff. Authoritarianism, socialism, communism, tyranny, totalitarianism, dictatorships, fascism. Who wants to control the media and the messages? It's not the citizen. They're not. The left doesn't want the citizen journalists to do it. They want to be able to control the media and the messages. Who wants to control the police? And, well, look what the left has done to liberal towns like Portland. They're letting Antifa go wild. Who wants to eliminate due process? The left or the right? Of course the left. Who wants government schools controlled curriculum and are anti-homeschool? It's the left. Who wants property private invasion by police and other strong arms? It's the left. Look, we need to wake up, people, because the so-called Democrats, the lawyers, the judges, they've sold out the American people in the name of so-called justice. It's all fraud. Vince?
Well, I was thinking about what you were saying about people on the radio showing off their knowledge. I mean, what else would radio be for? You know, Amos and Andy, I guess.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, you mentioned Katie Hill. And this gal, this millennial from a Democrat, U.S. Congress critter from California, has been in the news as a dope-smoking threesome player, meaning her husband, some other woman, and her. And she writes laws for us, or used to write laws for us, until she disgracefully backed out of Congress. And she was annoyed. She was annoyed that she was beat up in the media for her own actions. Things that she did caused her to be a spectacle, a scandal, and she's annoyed that she got caught. That's what's going on in Congress. She deserves it. Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi put Katie Hill, a rising Democrat star, on a committee called the Oversight and Reform Committee. Now, this committee is pretty powerful. It has subpoena powers. So she gets put on this, and she's a dope-smoking, threesome-playing, I don't know what else, former Congress critter. I'm glad she's out. I am absolutely delighted she is out of the U.S. Congress. And when you talked about people sharing what they know how to do on the radio, I'm trying to figure out what else is there, Rich Sheehan. I mean, I guess that would be the mainstream, right? Made-up news, manipulation of people. That's not what we do. We literally do exactly what we've been accused of doing. That is, we all volunteer to share what we know to the best of our ability, Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day. That's what we do. We are guilty as charged of sharing what we know.
Yeah. Hey, can I comment on that stuff?
Please do.
Okay, first of all, here's an article. Man accused of hate crime for refusing sex with a trans woman. So what this means is a biological man didn't want to have sex with a man who has partially changed into female. So he's being accused of a hate crime. Now, regarding Katie Hill, you know, if it's adult, and you and I think, we're, just so you know, folks, we don't agree on everything. I think we're probably 99.9% agreed on most topics, but there's got to be civility in sex, Vince. And when you're accused of hate crime, or you're raped, or you're tied down, or you're blindfolded, or you're handcuffed, you know, to me, or especially having sex with a child, where I'm reading articles where the number one, the preferred age of most pedophiles is 11 years old. Now, I don't think today's youth can have consensual sex. You know, if they want to experiment with each other or something, you know, there's so much you can do. I mean, the average 11-year-old actually starts watching porn, you know, but this is to sexualize today's youth. Here's an article, school children request sexual orientation of kindergarten students. That's not adult mutual consensual sex. That's sexualizing children. Here's another article. I can't believe we live in a country where parents are allowed to chemically castrate their 7-year-old boy, but spanking the child is abuse. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Children stare up drag queen's miniskirt during drag performer in a public library story hour. This is real stuff. This is very concerning. Elizabeth Warren pledges to crack down on school choice despite sending her own children to elite private schools. So if you're one of the little people and you can't afford to go to a private school like Elizabeth Warren's kid, Elizabeth Warren can tell you to go to school, and you got to be part of the sexual orientation of kindergarten students. You have to watch as a man who shows his junk at a public library under the guise of a so-called protected drag queen, and your kids have to take it and believe it. If you have a parent, or not even a parent. I'm reading articles where children who don't know any better, who want to change their identity and take hormones and steroids and even surgeries and destroy their bodies and their life and their mind, who think it's politically correct to change your identity, parents are actually going to jail and being fined. You know, this... Again, civility has to be part of sex. It has to be adult mutual consensual sex. If Katie Hill wants to have threesomes and all that stuff, I don't have any problem with it, as long as adult mutual consensual sex. And leave the frickin' kids alone.
Well, Rich, I gotta disagree, because I don't want any twisted, demented degenerate in Congress making laws for me. I don't want that. I don't want that. So... in terms of Katie Hill, good riddance. I'm glad she's out, and I hope she enjoys the tough row that she has to hoe going forward because of her own stupidity. All right, we'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.